100, happy Friday Eve. It's almost the weekend. It is Hannah, and I'm here with Mr. George Burge. And the last time we saw each other, I think, had a couple of beverages, maybe.
I've seen me do it. Yep, I've been accused of that before. Well, we were here. It was my first time in Green Bay, so we had to celebrate. It was the Packers season opener the day before at Lambeau Field, which is pretty iconic. And me and Jake Owen were out here playing a country concert. I mean, I feel like if we weren't celebrating, we were doing it wrong, right?
Yeah, and I mean, he had a bar set up with free alcohol, so it almost would have been rude of us to not drink it.
Honestly, we were just being polite.
You know, like, we just wanted to be good guests of Jake Owen and drink the booze that he provided us.
I was a guest of Green Bay that day. I just went after the show, I went around and walked around, and, like, people were having tailgates, and they're like, come over, have a brat, come over, have a beer, come over, had a Jello shot. I just made myself at home in Green Bay, wandered into about probably 50 tailgates, having drinks, having stuff off the grill, and I never thought I would say it, but I became a Packers fan that day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was converted.
Wow. I mean, you should have been a Packer fan in the first place. We're just a great team to cheer
Texas
for.
Texas is a long way. It's a long way away.
Okay.
Where I grew up. So it took me a minute, but I came, and now I'm a believer. The coolest thing that happened was the next day, the Packers had us in their entertainment suite for the football game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just supposed to be me and my team there, and we were going up, and the lady that was hosting us, she was like, hey, by the way, we have another entertainer flying in. We just want to make sure it's okay if they join you. And I was like, well, yeah, of course. And they were like, it's actually Lil Wayne flying.
Wait, I think I saw pictures of that.
Which they were just asking me if it was okay. Lil Wayne was coming regardless of whether or not I said it was okay.
They're like, oh no, George said it's not okay.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, you have to sit outside in the parking lot.
So he ended up being the coolest guy ever, the biggest Packers fan of all time, that was wearing more jewelry than my house is worth. We just hit it off. Like, super cool guy, and he converted me as well. So I'm all in on the Packers now.
So did you go listen? Because you know he has rewritten some of his songs to be Packer songs. So,
I did not know
that. Yeah, so he has that Black and Yellow. Is that the song? So he redid it to Green and Yellow.
Wow.
And then he did a remix 2 years ago of one of his other songs that's now a Packer song as well. So you can go and learn the words.
Well, I'm not rewriting songs level yet, but maybe I'll get there after this trip.
Maybe one day we'll be lucky enough. Okay, you work on that, and we are going to play some more music. We're going to get to a couple commercials, and then we will be back with Mr. George Burge on Y100. Y100, it's a great Thursday afternoon because we have Mr. George Burge in the studio, who opened up for Jake Owen last summer, I guess end of summer. That was for the Packers home opener. I feel like that was just one of those, Charlie and I talk about that day all the time. It was just that weekend in general was just like an all-time high of a weekend. I mean, it was like 90 degrees. We had Jake Owen opening up the Packers season. Just, I think like 21,000 people showed up that day.
I was not expecting that. So like Jake's given me a big leg of his tour this year, and we go and play a bunch of shows. And typically when we go out there, it's 5,000-7,000 people, which are huge crowds for by any stretch of the imagination. Any artist would be super stoked to play to 5,000-7,000 people every night. We showed up here, and like you said, it was 20,000+. And I looked at Jake, and I was like, dude, this is cool. This is different.
I don't think anyone expected. I mean, you couldn't see the end of people, and getting to open up for Jake Owen as a new artist is incredible anyway, because he's just such a staple, I feel like, in country music, and he has been for so long. And then to get to do something like that and just look out into a crowd of that many people, and just so many people now know who you are because of that.
He's been a big part of it, and I think, like, as a new artist, nobody gets anywhere in this genre without another artist giving him a hand up, and Jake's been one of those guys for me. He's had me out on probably 15 shows now this year, and he always brings me up on stage, gives me a shout out after my set. You know, and his fans, like, that overlap music-wise has been really good for me, because it's a pretty similar demographic to the people that listen to my music. And so it's just been, like, the best. He's been a mentor, you know, has me on the bus after shows, and we'll talk about, I was like, dude, what was it like when you had your first hit? Or what was it like when you felt crowd starting to sing the songs back to you for the first time? Or what song do you feel like changed your life? Or how did you handle this situation? And he's kind of been like a mentor to me. And to have Jake Owen, you know, being on speed dial for you to answer questions or kind of help you navigate, like, the come up, like, it's been really special. He's a good, good dude.
Just a humble brag that you have Jake Owen on speed dial. It's fine. All right. Again, we have George Burge in studio. He is going to be helping me throughout the 3 o'clock hour, co-host. So stick around. He's going to be here all hour on Y100. Y100, happy Thursday. today. It is Hannah in studio with George Burge, who unfortunately can only hang for a couple more minutes, which I'm very sad about. But I want to talk about what you have been up to since we saw you at that Jake Owen show.
Gosh, that was over a year ago now. So what has life been like for George since that day? I mean, a lot, you know, the world kind of opened up again. Touring started happening. You said you've gone on some shows with Brantley Gilbert. You're playing in, wait, hold on, don't tell me. But what is it?
Bemidji, Minnesota.
Bemidji.
Tomorrow night with Brantley, yeah. So it's been an absolute rocket ship since then, and Jake has been a big part of like kind of opening that door for me. But I've gone in, recorded my first debut EP that came out, 5 songs. I'm working on the second half of the album. I've got a song going to Radio Across America in October. I'm on tour with Jake Owen, with Brantley Gilbert, with Gary Allen. It is just like everything that I dreamed about my whole life is starting to happen this year. I just did my first run on a tour bus last week where I walked off stage, walked to the back of the bus in my bedroom, mixed a drink, turned football on the TV, and I was like, whose life am I living right now? You know, it's really, really been just kind of a pinch me kind of year. And that's a huge testament to country fans too. They're so good about embracing folks on the way up and getting behind people's music and sharing it. And you know, I'm going out to shows and seeing people sing my single back now. And that's like, that's so new to me. That's it has been the coolest year of my life so far, and I think we're just getting started. So.
I was gonna say we're just getting started. I mean, just the first time doing all of that stuff, you'll never forget this year of your life ever.
It's been like burned into my brain, and it's like every day I kind of wake up and I'm like, all right, is this really happening? Like, is this real? So it was obviously you know, I had a longer road than a lot of folks to get here. I did 10 years in a van and trailer playing, you know, 10 person dive bars to people that had never heard my music before. And there were several years where I was like, am I doing the right thing? Like, is this worth it? Like, do I need to go get a desk job? And like, it's finally kind of validated all of that this year. So I'm feeling very blessed in the way things worked out.
Well, I'm very happy you did not go do a desk job. And now you're back in Green Bay.
That's right.
There is a home game this weekend, but unfortunately you'll
be in. We're talking about coming back on New Year's Day to come see a game. So.
Oh, goodness. Oh, against the Vikings.
Big
wow.
One.
I'm going to be on a bender that weekend. Let's go.
White
you have
claws,
to come back.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, George, thank you so much for hanging out. And if anyone wants to go check out, you did some performances for us this morning, and we have all of that on our social media pages. So everyone can go check that out. Where can they find you?
Yeah, y'all come say hi. My name is George Burge, B-I-R-G-E. Anywhere you type that in on social, you find me. I got a single called Mind On You out, and thank y'all for supporting me, giving me the chance to share my story on here, and I hope you like the music.
And speaking of the music, why don't we play your brand new song, Give Us an Intro.
Hey y'all, this is George Burge, and you're listening to my new single, Mind On You, on Y100.
Baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light